Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now celebrating 5 years of burning up the airwaves.
If I were the man I was 5 years ago, I'd take a flamethrower to this place.
You're listening to the voice of small business.
This is Dr. Fraser Crane. I'm listening.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter if you haven't already. Karen Kerrigan is our guest, our good friend, my big sister in Washington, D.C., and the chairman and the founder of Small Business Survival Committee and a whole bunch of other important things that she does. And she, as I say, she's our good friend and an original member, not only the Brain Trust, but basically of this show. Karen, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's a real pleasure to be here today. Actually, from a nice sunny day from the nation's capital. We haven't had too many of those lately.
I was going to say, what was that? Wasn't there like a real panic that went through the community when that big ball came up in the sky the other day?
Which big ball was it?
That big red ball that you guys didn't know what it was.
Oh, the sun.
It was in all the
when
news,
I saw
know.
That, I got out my duct tape. You're right. Yeah. I didn't know how to respond.
Yeah, you guys have had a tough winter. There's no question about that.
It's been an interesting year, but it always is in Washington, you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
We always have always keeping us busy, that's for sure.
Absolutely. Karen, I want to talk about a couple of things, the two areas that I know that we want you to focus on. One is small business public policy. But before we get into that, tell us what you're doing for women. You guys have got some things going on that are focusing on women. I know you've got a new organization that you've created and are working with. And tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, you bet. You know, the growth of women entrepreneurs and small business owners has just been phenomenal over the past 10 years. There's 9 million women business owners generating over $1.5 trillion in the economy. They're starting businesses at three times the rate of all businesses, and just a phenomenon that is taking the country by storm. And one of the things that I found in working in Washington over the past decade has been really the lack of a women entrepreneurs and business owners' voice on key policy issues that impact the economy and business. And so about 6 months ago, I started a new organization, a nonprofit, nonpartisan business association called Women Entrepreneurs, Inc. And it's a business association that helps women business owners succeed through advocacy, through educational programs, and through networking. And we have been just very active in the healthcare debate, the tax debate. We have wonderful advisors to our organization who are experts on trade and taxes and healthcare. During the elections, we helped to get out the vote, if you will, encouraging and urging women entrepreneurs to vote that the elections and, who's elected to office really does drive policy, which will drive the economic climate of which their businesses could succeed or fail. And we've been very active with the administration and Congress. One of the things that we're working on right now that we partnered with is actually a series of conferences, Women Entrepreneurship in the 21st Century. There'll be a major conference in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania on April 3rd, which will feature Labor Secretary Elaine Chao, Hector Barreto, the SBA administrator.
And when is that again?
April 3rd in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And the registration is free. And we encourage people to visit the website, the women-21.gov, women-21.gov website, and register for this conference.
What is that good now? Now, what are we going to find when we get there?
At the women-21, uh-huh. That's not our website. That is
right.
The website that's run by the government. Actually, that is a that website is really like a big resource for women entrepreneurs in terms of navigating the federal government on on helpful things such as procurement issues, on tax issues. It links to the SBA site on all their neat resources that they provide in terms of how to start a business, etc.
I'm there now. Wow, this is something.
Yeah, it's a real
this is a real. Real resource here, folks.
And actually,
-21.gov.
Yeah, and we are, and that was actually just relaunched and redone and launched at the White House last Thursday. And we Inc., Women Entrepreneurs Inc., was proud to be there. So
give
we are partnering that effort as well.
Give us your website, the We Inc.
Sure, We-Inc. Inc. We-Inc.org.
.org. All right, stand by, Karen. Take a quick break, folks. 20 till. We'll be right back with our good friend Karen Carrington, the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee, and that's SBSC.org. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Let me remind you, coming up in the show straight ahead, Alexis Kutzman is one of our top high-tech experts, and she'll be joining us to talk to us about how to make sure that we are more successful online. And then after that, Ivan Meisner, the world's networking guru, will be with us, and I'll tell you a little bit more about the other shows in the future a little bit later on. But right now, let's get back to our good friend Karen Carrigan. Oh, I do want to tell you that on Monday, Knight Kiplinger, the publisher and the current president, the grandson of the founder of Kiplinger's, Knight's going to be back on the show on Monday morning. I'm looking forward to getting his thoughts on what's going on in the world, and so stand by for that. Karen Carrigan is our guest. She's the founder and the chairman of the Small Business Survival Committee. That's SBSC.org. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say something I've told you many times before. Pound for pound, nobody in the world, on the planet, does more for small business than Karen Carrigan and her organization. And Karen, I once again, on behalf of my audience, we thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you. I was going to say, with the exception of Jim Blasingame, of course.
Well, not really. Karen, folks, she's been fighting this war a long time, and started when she was very young. And Karen,
now I'm on Social Security.
Yeah. And I only look like I need to be. Karen, one of the proof in the pudding type of things, folks, is when you see small business owners getting improvements in our deductibility of health insurance, when you see us being able to deduct to write off $25,000 in 2003 of our capital expenses instead of having to depreciate those, when you hear the president talk about taking that to with a bullet to $75,000, when you hear things like that, Karen Carrigan and the Small Business Survival Committee were right there at the table, pounding on the desk, saying, guys, we need more help. And they've been doing it incrementally and in every other way for several years now. And so if you're looking for somebody to thank, it's the lady on the line here with us right now, Karen Carrigan and her organization. Daryl McKegney, the president over there, Ray Keating, which you know very well, is their chief economist, who's on the show quite often. Karen, any last things you want to say on the We Inc. Issue before we move on?
I would just encourage people to visit Women Entrepreneurs Inc. That's we-inc.org. We have a regular weekly brief that we send out, which is, specifically gives updates to women business owners about what's going on in the nation's capital and in the states that impacts them. It also has great tips from our advisors, our tax advisor, Barbara Weltman, as you know, who's on your brain trust and a wonderful lady, gives us monthly tax tips. Laura Delaney gives us monthly trade tips. We've got health care tips. We're very pleased at our success, and we need more folks involved, and we'd love for folks to sign up for the email brief and help us make a difference for women entrepreneurs in this country and bring their voice to the table more often in the policy debate.
Check it out when you get a chance, folks. That's we-inc.org, right?
That's it.
Okay. And by the way, do you have any tips from men up on the site?
Oh, you see, men, of course, men are signing up left and right.
tips. Do you have any tipsters who are men, or are they all women?
They are men.
Don't you need some token men up there?
Oh,
you?
Yeah, we do. We do. But you know what? We base it on the quality of the people that we...
okay. I knew I was stepping into a... I guess that'll teach me to step into that trap.
Of course, we get a lot of our advice. A lot of our supporters are... men business owners, and they think it's wonderful that we're doing this.
Including me. I support them as hard as I can because they
you
do a good
job. You
do, Jim. Do a good job. Karen, let's move over and talk about some of the public policy things that are going on for small business owners in general. What are some projects you're working on these days?
Oh, gosh, it is. We're working on so much. I've been up to Capitol Hill regularly over the past couple of weeks participating in roundtables on the House Small Business Committee and the Senate Small Business Committee. The National Women's Business Council had a big roundtable last week with Marilyn Carlson Nelson, the chair, who's also the chair of the Carlson Companies, who owns like Radisson and TGI Fridays and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. The two big issues, and then of course Wednesday, I was testifying before the House Small Business Committee on the issue of health care, and really the two big issues that have been dominating the policy debates from a small business perspective here has been the health care, the cost of health care, and reforms that we're trying to advance in the Congress. And so there's been a lot of hearings and a lot of talk on what's going to happen there. And then the other issue has been the president's economic package and specifically the components to benefit small businesses, expediting and permanentizing the marginal rates, expensing, and some of the increase in the expensing that you had mentioned from $25,000 to $75,000. Mm-hmm. So we've been really up on the Hill. Obviously, we got to deal with the cost of health care because that's eating into the precious resources that small businesses have, and it's become a major hindrance to their growth and their survival.
Insurance and fuel costs are killing small
businesses. I know. And, that was fuel costs, energy costs was one of the emerging issues that I was really the only one to bring up at the Senate roundtable back in January. Because, there was just that trend that we were hearing, and you just knew it was happening when you saw gas prices, natural gas prices, et cetera, just going up each and every day. So, look, at when times are tough, obviously, when times are good, dealing with these increases are difficult. Mm-hmm. When times are tough, small businesses are just in a vice, as you know.
We've got a double whammy going on right now.
We do, a triple whammy.
Yeah,
and
that's exactly right.
So, and our concern is, how much of the relief that's going to come potentially through expediting and permanentizing the marginal rate tax for small businesses are going to go right to pay for these increased costs? And then will there be anything left to put in more investment?
I want to talk about that. I want to pick up on that when we come back after these messages. I've got a question for you about that $75,000 expensing provision. I want to see if you've got some information for us on that. Stand by. Quick break. 10 till. Right back. Took for me, folks, when I met Karen Kerrigan, just one look, and I knew I'd found a small business soulmate, and we've been good friends ever since, and she just continues to amaze me at how hard she works for small business and how dedicated she is, and it's 100% through and through, folks, every fiber of her being. When you hear her talking about these things that she's doing, she's not just doing it because it's her profession. She's doing it because she believes in what you guys are doing. She believes that you need help. And she's trying to help you. And I'll tell you, if you go to bed at night and you're a little bit worried about your business, but you're wondering if anybody cares, just think Karen Kerrigan, because I promise you, she cares about you. Karen, and by the way, folks, the website is sbsc.org, and I want you to can they can go to your website and find out how their legislators and how their congressmen and senators voted, can't they?
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Walk us through that. Can you walk us through that real quickly? When they go to the website, can you remember how to find that? What do we do? Go to the SBSC in the states or
right? I believe it's posted right on the main website. We were always posting new things all the time, and
right.
Actually, I'm going there right now. But if you go on the website,
the front page,
uh-huh. SBSC.org, right there, you're going to see the small business scorecard on the right hand side. So it's still on the main page of the website.
Right.
You just go to SBSC Small Business Scorecard. You'll see nice pictures of
The U.S. Senate scorecard. There's a U.S. House of Representatives scorecard.
Yep, there's the Senate scorecard is right above the House one. On the Senate one, you'll see Majority Leader Frist.
Right.
There, shaking hands with our President, Daryl McKinney. And then Tom DeLay, the, what is he now?
he's
our friend.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's doing. But anyway, what it does, folks, is it shows you.
Our majority leader, and he's right there as well with Daryl McKinney. So he's just been a terrific friend of small business.
It shows you what their votes are. What they do, they identify 15 House votes that affected small business, and then below that, it shows you. You can go to your state and find your representative or your senator and see how they voted on each one of the issues. And then over to the right, it shows you their record on small business. For example, I'm looking at one here from I don't even know who, I'm not going to say who it is, but they've got a 7% voting record for small business. And then right below them, there's somebody who's got a 100% voting record for small business. So if you want to see how your people voted, Karen, I think this is one of the most important things you and I can do. In our work is to let small business owners know how their representatives are voting for the most important thing in their world besides their families and their health, which is their small business, how these people are voting to affect that organization, that dream that these people have, that these small business owners have, and that way they're not naive, they're not ignorant of how their representatives voted next time they go into the polls.
Oh, absolutely. You know, in a general sense, you know, a member of Congress will come home and say, look, I'm for small business. I mean, who's against small business, right? So everyone touts about what they're doing to help small business. But you really got to look at the individual votes, you know, that they take on key issues that impact business, whether it's health care reform initiatives, whether it's tax relief, you know, regulations, you know, various different types of legislation. So, you know, everyone's a friend of small business during the election season, but what really matters is how they voted on the issue.
Well, the proof's in the pudding. That's what I say. As one of my buddies used to say, I worship at the throne of results, and I think we need to pay attention to that. Karen, we got about a minute. Tell us what you think small business owners can really benefit from an extra $50,000 in write-off a year for capitalization. It, to be honest with you, it seems like money not really all that well applied.
Well,
I don't think most small business owners need $75,000 in write-offs a year.
You don't think so?
No. I think most small businesses could use help in other ways. I think the $25,000 is a good number for most small business. I'm not saying nobody can use it. A lot of them can, but a lot of them can't.
Yeah, and you know, you get both extremes because when I was at a roundtable before the House Small Business Committee, you had other small business representatives and owners there saying, look, it's not enough.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you buy one piece of equipment in the printing business, that could cost you $250,000 a year.
That's true. Well,
so it depends on what type of...
I guess my question is, do we have any research on that? Is there anything we can go to find out more about
that? You know, I think the Office of Advocacy had done some work on that showed the economic impact. If a certain amount of small businesses just spent an additional $5,000, what the impact would be for our economy.
That's Tom Sullivan's office.
That's Tom Sullivan. I think it will have a good impact.
Yeah. Karen, good job today. Thank you for being here. Good
Take
job.
Care.
See you later. Karen Kerrigan, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.